Hey everyone, how are you? Welcome to Soul Sister Radio with Susan and Paula. I am Susan Mullen and I'm joined with my soul sister Paula Hillock. And tonight we are talking about navigating through Mercury retrograde with ease. We hear so much about, it's scary and what do we do about it? And we sort of want to hide, but we don't have to. If we just know what's going on, we can navigate it and be aware and to make this energy work for us and not against us, because that's really what it is. It's really a good thing, I feel, to me anyway, once I got a handle on it. And so anyway, I want to say hello to Paula. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How have you been experiencing the last maybe week? Because we sort of are coming out of the shadow period. And how has it been going for you?
Well, I think it's great that you picked this topic to talk about this week, because really I hadn't labeled it. I didn't know about it. And so I was experiencing things separately, not connected. You know how you and I are, you get the big picture when the dots are connected, but before the dots are connected, you just think about each of the events one at a time. And I think, I've been talking to you over the weekend about my general malaise and said to you, I don't know if it's just, sometimes you don't know if it's allergies, a flu coming on, your menstrual cycle, pre-menopause.
Right.
Don't know if, I just don't have a bottle of wine to drink. I just was out of sorts on all kinds of levels and didn't have a name for it. It makes a lot more sense now.
Oh, good. You're right. You're absolutely right. That's sort of how my week was. I'm sort of familiar with this, and like number one, anybody listening right now, we're not astrologists. We're not astronomers. We're two women, who are kind of connected, we feel, to spirituality and the other side and energy and that sort of thing. But I do feel I have had plenty of experience with Mercury retrograde. And this particular last week during the shadow period affected me harshly, really, to put it in true terms. It just sort of landed on me on a lot of different levels. Some decisions were made clear cut for me. I just found myself making a big decision on one part of my work. I let one part of my business go and like put my closed sign up. So that, that's a 17-year gig I've been doing. And I had to choose to put that to rest, but it was time. And it doesn't mean I was happy about it. It's bittersweet, but that's part of following your heart and being led towards something different. In order to go that direction, we have to release and we have to let go and honor when something's done, it's done. So it was for me, and I'm happy with it, but it doesn't mean, it didn't affect me. That was emotional. Okay, and then Mad Men had to end, and I don't know about you, Paula, but I cried. It's like, please, first The Sopranos. When you get really good, I might watch TV twice a week. It's all real. It's all, like Dateline or something real, real time, not The Housewives, none of that stuff. But
yeah.
I have to watch real stuff. But when there is really good writing and really good acting, I can't turn my head. So that had to end, and that was coming up.
It was hard on a lot of people, I heard.
And then, even with my work, so here I had some intuitive sessions, and there was some funky energy. We were all a little bit wonky, and how I work and how you work, that there was a lot of different things in play, and there wasn't anything wrong about it. It was just, wow, this is very interesting. So that was my week.
Yeah, just doesn't feel easy.
It just didn't feel easy.
Yeah.
So just to reiterate, we are going to talk about navigating Mercury retrograde with ease. And throw in our two cents and our experiences and do a description of it. But first, I want to put the line out. If anybody wants to call in with questions or experiences or tips how you may get through Mercury retrograde, please do. The number is 1-917-889-7074. And I think last week, Paula, we had a problem because that was, right, the pre-phase, mm-hmm. the shadow mm-hmm. phase. I couldn't take the call, so I apologize for anybody listening. Tonight, everything sounds like it's going well, and we expect to be able to take calls, so please do. But right now, I am going to pull a card because that's what I like to do to start the show. And this is for the collective audience. It's for anybody. And this is what I'm asking it to be. When I call in my guides and highest team and angels and archangels, I like to ask for the collective. And that means anybody listening live now or anybody listening on a replay. Just this card may have meaning to you on a certain day that you're listening to it. And I'll pull it right now. This is for navigating Mercury retrograde. Okay. So let's see. So it says, you are capable and competent. Independence is key now as you step into your journey today. Others may not have the vision or resources that you need. Recognize that all the wisdom you've acquired along the way makes you particularly competent, capable of moving forward with assurance. Self-reliance is important. Another aspect to consider is creating and maintaining clear boundaries between you and another. Be discerning about your partnerships at this time. When you know who you are and have a healthy sense of where you end and others begin, you're able to enter into the best kind of relationships and will attract people who mirror back your wholeness. Interdependent relationships are always mutually supportive, stimulating, and transformative. You can achieve anything at this time. This is a great message and a great card that I feel speaks to what our topic is tonight. It's really being aware of who you are and coming into, you know, this energy, this high energy time with yourself whole, knowing who you are, what you want, where you're going, double checking, triple checking everything, leaving time for travel, leaving time for emails to reach other people. Like Paula, I know you sent me an email over the weekend and we were mm-hmm. on the phone and I didn't know mm-hmm. what you were talking about. And it came mm-hmm. at 10 p.m. that night. So it got mm-hmm. delivered late, and that's just mm-hmm. so odd. But it did, and, you know, and double-check who you're sending emails to, because you don't want to send to your whole. You know, if you just want to send it to one person, just make sure all the little details are being checked before you communicate, and that's talking. You know, sometimes we love to text, and some, you know, and you don't always know how to take it. So this might be the time to, like, really pick up the phone and let somebody hear your voice so you can really experience and integrate the message with all your senses and not just, yeah.
And just to repeat that, what you were saying there, Susan, was, you know, if you sent an email to someone and they did not receive it and you were expecting a response back, you know, sometimes we can make assumptions if we haven't heard from someone, depending what we've put in the email. So and I'm not referring to your and my email. That certainly wasn't the case. But I did have some situations, work situations, where I was expecting responses from people that I didn't get. And my assumption wasn't that they hadn't received the email. In fact, I just thought that they weren't responding to me, which also wasn't the case.
Exactly. That is so true. And then we can get caught up in, why? You know, then our head gets into it. We don't, Mercury retrograde isn't a time to think. And
yeah.
And it's a time to feel. So anytime you can use a voice, anytime you can be face to face, even, you know, that's
yeah, because
even better.
Email communication is certainly rough during this period, because I even sort of find that the tone of it, I think that the tone comes a lot through a lot harsher, and people are taking things the wrong way, or I'm taking things the wrong way in emails. So definitely phone is, you know, you can't always be face-to-face in this, you know, in this world. You know that I work remotely from my home, so you have to pick up the phone and make that extra effort to make sure that you're being clear, being very specific about what you're saying, just to be clear, right?
Right, absolutely. I agree. I work from home, too, and I like Skype for that reason with my clients if I can. But, you know, or the telephone. But you're right. I do a lot of emailing and setting things up and making appointments. And so that's – I will just make sure and allow time and do things a little bit early and try to get to work. You know, if I have to go somewhere or an appointment, just allow time. Because what we have to remember is everyone else around us is also going through it. So whatever happens to them can trickle down to us in traffic or, you know, at a gas station or whatever. So anyway, just not to get too far ahead, so really, what is Mercury retrograde? And you could ask, you could look that up, you could put that in the computer and get 15 different answers. But in general terms, and this is us, this is me, because I'm not an expert in anything, I'm just comfortable talking about it and my experiences, what it is like 3 to 4 times a year, Mercury will sort of slow down and station. It just, what happens is it, as it slows down in its journey, it appears to stop. They call it station, but it doesn't. It looks like it, and from an optical illusion, it looks like it's going backward. The other planets do it too, but the other planets don't really affect us the way Mercury does. So that's why we all sort of know what the words mean or are, and it's sort of something to fear, but it's not. It just affects human beings in particular. But it's natural. It happens 3 to 4 times a year, hopefully most of the time 3, but it depends, sometimes 4. And as long as we're aware of what is going on, that it's completely natural, to me, it's the universe is really allowing human beings to catch up. Because often we're go, 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 we're doing and creating and being, but we may not have always dealt with our past, the past stuff we came here to learn, things. And, you know, when I say stuff, I mean everything from age 1 till now. So all the different chapters of our lives are affected. And if we don't really deal with them, we're going to keep learning them. And during Mercury retrograde, this is when it gets unearthed. It just sort of appears again, and we go, wow, I thought, why is this coming to me again? Why am I thinking of this person? All these, like, old issues when I was 25, why are they coming back? Well, it's because you have an opportunity to slow down and gain perspective. And when you can do that, you can learn and go on. And you can really kind of put it to rest and be happy. It's an opportunistic time, I feel. And have you been finding some of that, Paula, yet?
Yeah, you and I, we always talk about being yin and yang. You're more in the body, I'm more in the head. So just like everyone experiences things very much differently, I approach this period with aggravation generally because I don't like being slowed down. I always talk about myself sort of being a completionist. I'm a doer. I'm task-oriented. And so these kinds of periods where I hear what you're saying, and I love your phrasing of it being sort of a time when the universe forces us to slow down. It's a space for us to catch up. I really have to manage myself through this time and keep talking myself through the slowdown, because the forcing of the slowing down with me is a real irritation. a lot of times I can just sort of see the mounting lists of things to be done. But I actually went out on the weekend and bought one of those zero gravity chairs. It's sort of like, I don't know what you call it, a lawn chair that folds back and goes way back where your feet are actually above your heart. This is the truth, Susan. Yeah. And put it in my backyard under a tree and made myself sit there. It was torture and sort of pleasure together. It was very weird because, I had to resist the urge to jump up out of that chair, which actually isn't all that easy to do, and just make myself sit there for like 10 minutes under the tree. And I've always had, I don't know how this happened, but even as a young girl, I would lie down under trees and just sort of listen to the wind through the trees. It's kind of my meditation. So I am making myself do things like that because, as you know, I think you're going to talk about in this period of time, it just any work you think you're going to get done driving through it will all have to be undone. You know, any arrangements or agreements or things that you do, you're probably going to have to revisit. So you're not really doing yourself any favors just driving through it. But I can certainly speak to the problems that I've been experiencing over the last week. But I can wait until you're done talking about it, what it is, unless you are done talking about what it is. And then I can share some of the problems I've been experiencing.
No, I am. I'm sort of done what it is. The only other thing I was going to add was that we also had a new moon. So we had new moon energy yesterday. And, so that...
Is a new moon a full moon, Susan? Is a new moon a full moon?
I think it is. And see, again, I'm not an expert here. But I believe it a new moon, I don't know if it... I think full moon is something different. It's just the way it's positioned. And I'm not sure what it looks like. So, but I do know what it means in particular to this retrograde is that we're going to things right now, it's adding a lot of clarity. We're going to be seeking answers and information. We're going to want to dig things up or we're going to find where we're just sort of thirsty for why and how and when. And so that's this new moon energy on top of the retrograde. And I don't think that's all the time. This happens to be the next 3 weeks of this. So go on. I want to hear.
Well, I didn't know much about it, as you know, and I looked it up, and it seemed the things that I was reading online were directly in line with what I was experiencing, and some of that I had shared with you over the weekend. So, you know, we had issues with our television, just changing channels, doing funny things. My husband was like, I don't know what it's doing. Nobody was touching the remote controls, and it would just flip. Televisions are so confusing today, and it's got like six different things it can be on for the Xbox or the video or the whatever it is, the stations or whatever, and it would flip to the wrong one of that. I don't know if that's making sense, right? So if it needs to be on video one to play the TV station, it would flip to something else, and my husband would have to get the remote and correct it. I mean, I had tremendous problems with anything to do with the computer, so just constantly being frozen out, locked up on whether it was a website, whether it was Outlook, having to shut the whole computer down time and time again. It's actually better, I noticed this week, than it was last week, the computer, but it's still freezing up. Terrible. I think one of the things it says when you look up Mercury in retrograde is to leave 2 to 3 times the amount of time to get somewhere. So I had meetings last week, and I always leave double the time to get somewhere, and that wasn't enough. So I should have been leaving triple time, but I didn't have this information then, or I might have done that. Like I said, some miscommunications and emails. Certainly, I felt grouchier and more irritable than I've ever felt in this role with my work. Yeah. And again, like I said to you, I really wasn't sure what was going on. Was I tired? Am I premenopausing? I don't know. You know, there's so many things that it can point to, and maybe it's all of them because nothing exists in a vacuum. And then when you throw what's happening with the planets in, it just exacerbates all those other things that you're going through, maybe. You know, so
yeah,
that's
absolutely
kind of what my week was like. Yeah.
It's very similar to mine. I was sort of all over the spectrum of emotions. And, you know, I was, do I give up this part of my business? Okay. And then, yes, my heart's going, yes. My guides are going, yes, you because you're you. You know it's time. Doesn't mean you don't love it or love them.
Mm-hmm.
It means you cannot do what you're supposed to be doing in a future sense type
mm-hmm.
thing. You know, with a little tug from behind. It was, you know, it was just, so that was one thing. And then it was just very emotional. And I must say emotional. And I think that's the new moon thing, because I was all over the place with
mm-hmm.
my emotions. And it was okay, because I know you have to feel and peel to heal. You know, you have to feel
mm-hmm.
your feelings. You have to peel. You have to allow the onion. You know, you have to do one thing at a time to honor it and to let it go, you know, and put it in its perspective.
I love that.
Rather than,
Susan, did you make that up?
Feel
and peel to heal?
I did not make up, I don't think, feel to heal. I think that's an industry thing I picked up, but I added peel.
Oh,
because
I love it.
I love peeling. I just am a peeler. You know, I'm always
yeah.
thinking of peeling layers. I'm trying
yeah.
to always get layers out of people and out of myself, out of my kids, out of anything. So,
well, you know what?
Thank you.
What I love about it too, Susan, is that I love this idea of sort of peel it away and let it go, right? So it's not just feel and have those feelings and be stuck in those feelings all the time. It's sort of feel and then peel it away, let it go,
right.
and heal and keep moving on. So sorry to cut you off there, but I'd never heard that expression before, and I love it.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for that. Well, and, yeah, it's just sort of, I just love taking time with things. You know, I can just, I can sit and be comfortable. Like, if I didn't go out of my house an entire weekend, and I'd be fine with that. You know, I the energy and, you know, you know me. You've been to my house, and I could get very comfortable here, and I do often.
Mm-hmm.
But so I just the things I've learned, or what I like to tell, you know, teach others or share, is how to really allow. And that's the word. I like that word, allow. It's not we can't resist this time. We have to just allow it to happen. And it's like going down a water slide, right? Or just whatever, jumping out of an airplane, it doesn't matter. You've got to just go, and you have to just jump into the flow of the wind or the water to enjoy it. Because if you're fighting the hallway and thinking, oh,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to get wet, I'm afraid to land, it's not going to be a fun ride, but the ride's going to
mm-hmm.
happen anyway. So if we can just throw allow into this next 3 weeks, and everything that comes up, honor it by not ignoring it. So you just say, well, what is this here for me for? And why is this visiting me again? Why am I always looking in my rearview mirror? Like, I felt like I've been doing that, really looking at past stuff. So, you know, and...
But what sorts
yeah.
of things should people watch out for during this time? I've sort of touched on a few things. We've talked about you know, technology and traveling and
yeah.
communication. Is there anything else that we've missed?
Well, yeah, there are other things. So that's a great question, Paula. Thank you for asking. A lot. So now it's a big time of communications, of verbal interrelationships and interpersonal relationships. It could be just calling your doctor, your physician, and making an appointment. And you're going to get somebody cranky. The date she'll be 3 months booked. It's going to be that sort of communication as well. And also the physical signs. You know, like you said, I'm all about the body and connecting
mm-hmm.
How things are affecting us on a spiritual level, you know, mental level
mm-hmm.
and mind, body, spirit. And like you said, it's the foggy thinking, and that is just going to happen. That don't expect to just have it all together. You may, when you leave your office or go to pick up your son or leave your house, you may forget your wallet. and double, triple check what needs to be in your hands. I don't wear a lot of jewelry anyway, but this I've heard so many people saying, "Oh, my favorite necklace, I lost it when I went out to dinner." Like, just don't wear the good stuff. It's going to come unsnapped. I've heard that more times than often. And, you know, just sort of the emotional ups and downs for no apparent reasons. It's just accept it and embrace it.
And know it's going, like, to come to an end.
Right. And know it's going to come to an end. It will get bumpy. It's just sort of time to enjoy the ride. So it's like, choose your armor. It's like, you know, when we go, you're going to send your kid on a bike, right? Or a scooter, some sort. And you're like, put on the helmet. It's just like that. Just be prepared. You could fall. You could. That's all this really is, too, is just double preparing. And also be very gentle with yourself. Because if we get upset with ourselves, you know, how do we treat others? You know, it has to start with ourselves, allowing time. It's okay if we mess up. It's okay if it's our fault. And a lot of times it's not really fault, because I don't really like that word. I like outcomes. If we create a certain outcome, I'm just laughing because for many reasons, but okay, I created an outcome, you know, but really, if it's not intentional, you're really not trying to bring down somebody else or the situation, be gentle and just be honest and clear. And that's all. It's a compassionate time for yourself and others, and just knowing everybody else is experiencing it too. So for us to show up and be, you know, nasty and whatever, that doesn't help somebody else's Mercury retrograde. So, but I read something.
Sorry, go ahead, Susan.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I have to say, I read something, I'm paraphrasing, where it was basically during this time, try to, like you were talking about, everybody's going to be experiencing this to some degree. And whatever I was reading said, try to, if you can't appreciate that other person and what they're going through, try to respect it. And if you can't respect it, then just try to stay away. You know what I mean? So that's kind of been my coping strategy during this time, is to just really back up and isolate. And, you know that I'm an extrovert. I'm normally pretty outgoing and like to be with people. But during this retrograde, which I think I was being affected, I mean, I think that the specific time of this retrograde is from May 18th to June 11th, but I feel like I was being slightly affected before it, but really ramped up over the weekend and feeling it now.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy that June 11th we'll see the waning of some of this stuff. But definitely that's one of the things that I've allowed myself to do, is just decline all social invitations, specifically this weekend and during this week, trying to limit what I have to do. And the other thing that I remember reading about it was just giving yourself permission to sleep, that you're just going to be, you know, it's a slower time, like you said, foggier, and you're going to, you know, you're going to find things more difficult than usual, more confusing than usual. And it just said, you know, when you're tired, just, if you can, stop and take a couple minutes and rest. And I really have been doing that. That was like the, like I said, what did I call that chair? Zero gravity? Zero gravity chair? That's sort of what that's for. It's just a self-inflicted timeout.
I love that. I think every adult needs to have self-inflicted timeouts.
And really, I shouldn't use the word inflicted. I shouldn't really use that word.
Right. But that's great. I love those ideas. I think that is absolutely great. I think it's great for all the time, but simply now. That's what you're doing. You're honoring how you're feeling. And you have to, you know, this is a high integrity time. We're up leveling in many, many ways. We don't realize it, but we are. We're being asked to. So we're sort of like all rising to this occasion, and we're either going to resist it or go with it and say, okay, let's fill this one and let's look at it, and I'll, you know, deal as you go, and it's going to be a smooth ride. I have to say something really funny that that actually happened today, actually. My good friend Steve, he's a photographer, Steve St. Lawrence Photography. He's in Nashua, New Hampshire.
He's a
fine art.
Friday photo?
He does the Friday photo. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Perfect. I love that photo.
And you're on his list. I am too.
Yeah.
He's an excellent fine art portrait photographer, good friend of mine, of the, you know, my family and all that. And anyway, so he sent, you know, he'll email once in a while and he'll go, "Hey, I want you to look at this and I thought of you, and because you love quotes and beautiful images." So he just sent me an image with, he goes, "I think you'll resonate with this." And so I get the email and I click it open, and it's this awesome picture of him. It's like he sends everything high res. I mean, he's a great photographer. So everything you look at is like, wow, it blows you away. But it's a gorgeous image of him. It's his headshot. I don't see any words. I see nothing. And I'm like, I think there's supposed to be a quote here, but I don't know. So I replied back and I go, "You know, I love this photo, but where's the quote? I think we might be missing something." And it was so funny because he had this, what he meant to send me was this gorgeous image of the ocean and the skies and a storm coming, and a beautiful quote about just allow the storm to pass and take one day at a time. And that's what, anyway, it really was beautiful when I did get it, but we had a great laugh about it. He goes, "I have no idea how that picture got there." And I'm like, "I don't know, Steve, but I love that from you." It was just really funny.
That is sweet. I'd
sometimes
love to see the picture.
We have to allow humor. I'm going to put the quote picture he gave me up on my Facebook page.
Oh,
so
very nice.
This is a good time, Paula. Let people know about you and where they can reach you and your website. It's probably a good time for that.
So my website is under construction. It's one of those things that I need to complete, but this isn't a workspace. There's some decisions I need to make on that website just to have it finished. I put off doing that this weekend just because of this Mercury in retrograde. I didn't want to be making any decisions that I would regret and want to redo later on. But that website is called thinkcareshare.com. But in the meantime, you can reach me at info@thinkcareshare.com. Or on my Facebook page called Think Care Share as well. I am on Instagram, I am on Twitter, but I'm not really active on those sites right now. Eventually, when my first book comes out this year, I'll become a little bit more active on those sites. But for now, it's mostly Facebook.
Great. And I'm Susan Mullen. I do intuitive sessions. I'm an intuitive and certified intuitive coach. And my website is susantmullen.com. And my Facebook page is Susan Mullen Intuitive Living. So, and I will put Steve's picture up because it is beautiful. And it would be a great picture quote for my Facebook page. And
so
again,
so I was just going to say, so what sorts of things have you been doing, Susan, I know you had shared with me and you've shared with some of the listeners some of the difficulties that you were going through last week, but were there any specific things that you did that kind of helped you get through it, or?
Yes, there are. So thank you for asking. I love to share, I wanted to share what to do, how to, come down from those ledges and deal. So what I love to do, which I think you know, Paula, but is I'm all about, I'll burn my white sage. I need to clear my space often. I'll open the windows and I'll just go through my house and I have to redo the energy. And it works. I like the white sage because it's just very clear. It doesn't smell. It's gone in 25 minutes.
That I didn't even know there was a difference. I didn't know there was a difference between white and green.
Well, there's white. Yeah. So from what I understand, and that was what I was told when I was buying it, and it's always worked for me that way. And I also, I'm really big into, tidying up my boundaries. And for empaths and sensitives, sensitive people in particular, people that feel too much or maybe, you know, quite open, wide open. So your boundaries, when you have porous boundaries like I do, and I think you do, and a lot of my clients do, and a lot of, actually a lot of people do, in whether they know it or not, that just means our field is a bit more open, actually wide open, than a lot of other people. Like my husband in particular doesn't seem to have an open field as much as mine, and he'll be the first to admit. And it's true.
Yeah.
I just go. You know, I can pick up anybody's energy. I can come home from the mall, and you know, just I just did a few things. I come home grumpy, and I don't know why. But I brought home other people's stuff. My energy field collected theirs. And anyway, so there are ways to protect your boundaries and really quiet the field down. They're energetic ways. You know, I'm always doing like, I'm always putting a shield around me of violet, blue, and I just, as before I go out or, you know, even if I am going to a crowd or whatever, just at a party, it doesn't matter, just socializing. It could be with two people. It could be with a room full of people. I will just do a visualization of protecting my energy field so that whatever hits my field gets bounced off. So I'm sort of in a protective bubble. And that works for me. It works, you know, it works pretty well. I also, because the chakras, I'm always, you know, when I work, I light my chakras up. I just have a thing that I do for myself before I blend in and take in someone else's, my client's chakra system and work with them. I light them all up. But I also have to remember to close down. And it's just, for me, it's blowing out the candles. I've got seven candles up, seven candles I blow out down. And that works. If I make sure, you know, I'm closed up that way, there's less to absorb. And a thing that I have found, I'm always taking in energy through my solar plexus. Like, it's just right there. So if I'm...
And what does that feel like when
What was that?
What does that feel like when that happens, Susan, when you're taking in energy through your solar plex?
Well, I know I am if it's not, if I haven't shut myself down. I just feel energy there, but I can block it. I'll have my knees up, or if I'm out at the mall or somewhere, I say the mall, but it means in public, or if I'm at a seminar, I'll just carry my things in front of me. And often a lot of people do that, and they don't realize they're doing it, but they instinctively and intuitively know they're blocking others' energies from going through their solar plexus. It's like the umbilical cord area. I mean, to be honest, it's how we...
Yeah.
It's a huge cord connector. And if we can just really... protect that, or just, you know, if we're talking with someone, we really, you know, we know their energy is a lot different than ours. We may not like it. Put your books there. Just hold everything in front. You'll have a different experience. You don't have to absorb those sort of energies. And I schedule alone time. I will just, if I have, you know, the days I work, I don't work every single day. I work certain days and on purpose. And I will schedule enough time in between clients, or the next day I'll make sure whatever it is I'm doing, I will put in my calendar just a block of time, because I'm going to be coming down or doing something else or just me time. And you know, like you said, you have to decline certain things. This isn't the time to keep up socially. You certainly can, but you've got to go in there armored. So just beware, because we're trying to keep up a regular life and regular schedule, but it's going to be a little bit bumpy. So you may want to, like you've done, Paula, which I think is great, is to just go, I just don't feel like it. So if you don't feel like doing something, don't feel obligated, because that's when there's a big divide there, because that's your heart saying one thing and that's your head saying another. And your head really won't win often. So that's something to consider. But I also, my favorite thing is soaking in the pink Himalayan salt bath. Because I have to soak my stuff away, like Epsom salt, pink Himalayan salt, like, you know, a really good pure kind from, I order mine from California. It's, I can't think of the company right now, but somebody just asked me on Facebook. I'll give you the company. And I get like 25 pound bags at a time. And I soak
in it.
Is it
expensive?
And it's literally, it is not. I mean, I find it an investment. So it's like, this is what I'm choosing to put my money down towards because I need it. So it's medicine for me, but it really isn't. I want to say, don't quote me, but I can't remember. I want to say it's like $40 maybe for that bag, 25 pounds.
Yeah.
I think you can get it on sale for that. It lasts 6 months. So, you know, I put a cup in maybe a couple times a week. It's not bad. And so I know some people who do it every single day and night because it works that good and they have to. They're my psychic friends and my, you know, we're really into other people's energies all the time and they're so wide open. They can't, it's just a tool that they have to shut down. So
I treat myself maybe, you know, time-wise with one of those sort of soaker baths once a week. And I definitely use Epsom salts and the Himalayan salts, but I also put in baking soda and also some lavender oil. And that's also supposed to be really detoxifying, the baking soda, as well as the lavender just being relaxing for me.
But
I definitely will
I've
check
heard of that
out
too.
Yeah, I'd love to check out that place if you'd put that information on your Facebook page or on your on your website. That'd be great.
I will. It's a great company and I use them all the time. They usually have free shipping with a certain, you know, total. So I'm really happy with them. It's real pure. And you know, I just wanted to put the number out there again. I don't know if anybody is live right now, but if you are, please feel free to call in with comments or questions or anything you'd like to talk about relating to your week and how you're dealing with Mercury retrograde. The number is 1-917-889-7074. And we are here. So, yeah, so it's like enjoy the ride because it could get bumpy. And it's just all about choosing, really, I found, to deal with the things that could come up or affect us is there's going to be a lot of looking back. And, as I say, it's like you might find yourself in the rearview mirror a lot. You may find yourself just wondering why is this hard? Why is this coming up again? It just this navigating type of thing. But it really is to be enjoyed. And it's really for us, if we can look at it in a positive light, that this is the universe saying, I'm going to give you a timeout a couple, 2-3 times a year. And to go, okay, thank you, because I need to learn. I might need to learn compassion for myself. I think the stuff we're, you know, feeling and healing, you know, I think that is something a lot of people are still trying to better themselves in and get better at. And it starts with yourself and then it just reaches out to others and then the world, right? So it just goes on. But it has to start inside. It has to start with us, or it just can't be expressed if it isn't there.
I was just going to say, I was going to share something when you touched on compassion for self. If you've not been brought up with a lot of compassion, if you weren't treated with compassion as you were growing up, as I wasn't really, you don't develop it, right? And if you were treated with criticism and a lot of judgment, then that's how you treat yourself and that's how you treat other people. So, you know, when I met my husband, he started this practice of referring to me in the third person And just jokingly, but he would say, would you leave Paula alone? So if I was picking on myself, if I wasn't showing compassion, he would say things like, would you leave her alone? And it was a really weird thing started to happen where I started to sort of see myself in third person. And I know that people talk about this exercise about seeing the inner child, seeing the mm-hmm. inner child that's being healed or whatever wounds you're working on. And I guess it was an exercise like that for me. And it was done so lightly and with such humor that I could adopt it myself. And, it was only just listening to you talk that I realized that, it was not that many years ago. Like, I'm 48 years old, so it was only probably about 10 years ago. In the span of my life, that's not a long time, but only about 10 years ago that I started to develop compassion for my own self.
Oh,
and if you don't have that,
Paula,
you can't share it. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you are absolutely right. And your husband, by the way, I love how he treats you, how he came up with that. Because, he was really a big cheerleader there, saying, Paula, really speaking to you that way. And, leave Paula alone. And just, I love that. He's so compassionate. Like, I can just tell he is. And I haven't met him. I haven't met him yet.
He's
but
on
I know,
my bus.
I know
he's definitely on my bus, right?
He's your bus. He's the fuel in your bus. And I love that. I agree. It's that's what it is. And just being aware and prepared, and gentle and detached. When we're detached from outcomes, we're just here. We're just saying, okay, let me just jump into this week. Let me just jump into this time, this day, and, be not concerned or identified with what we think or want. We don't have to look up to match all of that. We can just create ways to laugh and find joy instead along the way and just let things fall as they fall. Let things fall into place. I like that quote where, what is it when things fall apart, something else is falling together, better things fall together, is if we can just allow the things that need to fall apart, we're also making room for the things that need to fall together. So I think just being witness to that and making space for that is really good.
I have a 11-year-old mm-hmm. son, and he's much like me, actually. And, what I recognize is in him is there's less resistance if he knows why. If he knows the why, there's less resistance. And so I feel the same way about me, that knowing the why, the reason for the angst or whatever you want to call that the energy of this period creates, makes it easier. There's less resistance from me. And I love having a plan to deal with it. So for me, as it's reducing my to-dos. Like, I can only take on one thing a day. Outside of work, I can only take on one errand a day, one thing to do a day. I know that I need to avoid crazy busy environments and social obligations right now. I need to take timeouts in my zero gravity chair and small naps. And I just need to check and double check anything that I have to do professionally for work, any place I have to travel. And I need to get sleep. So I need to allow myself to go to bed an hour earlier because I need that extra time. And I wrote this down somewhere, and all the things that I was reading about Mercury retrograde was it said it's like it's the re-time, like the rethink, the reevaluate, the redo, the reorg, the redefine, the replan, the reassess. It's just right. The time to reflect, all on all of those things. And then so that when this period is over, you will be ready. You'll be prepared. You will be clearer.
Right. Absolutely, and renewed. That's the last. You're absolutely right. That's the last re. It is a time to rethink, re-experience, to be renewed. And I agree. I also come out of this time, well, we all kind of go, whoa, I lived through it, but not really anymore. But it's, you do feel better. You feel lighter, especially if you feel you honored Mercury retrograde and what it was trying to do for you, rather than, oh, I won, I fought it. No, mm-hmm. you won't win. You might come out a little more tired and a little more bruised, but this will come back. The things we don't deal with and kind of put to rest will come back the next time. So let's just get through our things and through the things we might have to deal with and find perspective on, so we can move on and move forward. It's moving forward, and it's just taking this time.
You know that expression, you have to get out of your own way. So, you know, this is a time period where I have to get out of my own, like, I have to get out of my way and let whatever's going to happen, happen, and just be mindful and, you know, like you said, a watcher, an observer of the events and the things, as opposed to a reactor and a participator in everything that's happening, you know, during these 3 weeks. And then just know right. that it's going to end. It always makes things easier if you think, you know, if something that you're going through, you know, doesn't feel particularly easy to you or good to you, it always makes it easier to know there's definitely an end in sight.
Absolutely. And just making friends with it is really key, and saying, okay, so if this is a friend, if this the universe is saying, okay, I have a friend for you for 3 weeks, and guess what? Guess what we're going to do? Just make friends. Just say, okay, I'm on your team. I'm here because I have to be, and you're here because you have to be. So we're friends. We're on the same team. And, you know, it's okay and normal to not think this is, you know, we're not going to a spa here. We're sort of doing work. So you're going to feel a little bit confused and foggy. That's okay. So feel it. Let that be. That's not wrong. It doesn't mean wrong at all. And another thing, Mercury retrograde is a great time to really sharpen your intuitive skills, because it almost forces us to feel our way through this time instead of, like I said earlier, think. It's not really a thinking time. We don't want to go back to, we don't want to rely on our, you know, thinking skills and our knowledge base, really. We want to sharpen our intuitive skills and feel what is going on internally and externally. And,
And one thing I was going to say, which maybe, you know, some people might be listening to this saying, I don't know what they're talking about. I'm not experiencing any of that. This particular retrograde is particularly powerful for people born under the astrological sign of Gemini, which we both are, right, Susan? You're a Gemini and I'm a Gemini, right?
Are you an Aries.
No? You're an Aries. So
I'm not.
Close. You're born in April, I guess, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And also Virgo, apparently. So it will affect us, like everyone is affected by this energy, but this particular retrograde is particularly affecting Geminis and people who are born under the Virgo sign. So you might be experiencing it to a lesser degree, but it certainly has a hold of me.
That's right. That's great to add, because everyone will have different levels of this. It's true. Geminis in particular, you know, the sensitive and empaths in particular too.
Mm-hmm,
I know,
mm-hmm,
I actually know some people who don't notice it. And it may not be their thing. They may not be in the circles I'm in. And they may notice it, but they don't know enough. They not looking.
They attribute it to something else. Yeah.
Just something else. And just, oh, what happened there? You know, that's okay. That's probably another way to get through it too, is don't put too much, you know, power and into this. It's not that we're not bowing down to it. That's not what
mm-hmm.
I'm really talking about. It's not saying, well, this is my God for 3 weeks. No, this is just, this could happen. You may feel this. You may feel
mm-hmm.
it more than somebody else. I know my husband, who doesn't, he's a lot is happening with his business right now too. His whole system and internet went down, and it's been crazy over there. And I'm, you know, this he's kind of my lingo. He might look at me and go, "Yep, sure," but he knows. I mean, it's not that he's disagreeing. It's just,
yeah.
You know, you've met him. He's a businessman, and he doesn't talk in the words I do. But that's okay. He honors it. He knows what it is, and so it even helps him. But you're right. It's not to be feared. It's not more powerful than you. It's just energy for you and for me, for all of us. And it's just a good, natural, you know, experience.
Slow down.
And just once
just
we're
a bit
aware.
Of a slow down.
Just
so
a
I was
bit,
just looking
yeah.
outside my window here, and it's dusk here. We're having a bit of a cold night. And the largest raccoon I've ever seen ran across the road.
Ooh.
It has nothing to do with Mercury in retrograde,
I would love
I'm sure.
To look up.
But it's
well,
not,
raccoon,
I mean, raccoons are so tame in the city these days, but it's, you know, usually they're not out before it's dark, you know? So interesting that there's
that
one
very
just
true.
Waddling up the streets, but these days they're so tame.
They absolutely are. That's really funny. The raccoon power animal. Hmm. So I'm just sort of looking that up because that means something. It's they're the nature of masks. Disguise, dexterity, seeking guidance, confidence, questioning without fear, balancing curiosity, shape-shifting secrecy. Well, that's what we've been talking about tonight. and it says the raccoon is a clever scavenger. You know, they have their magic is their mask and banditry. And they've been known to open, you know, they can get in and out of places. The mask has a far deeper meaning. So
we'll have to contemplate, you know, that. I'm not sure if it's a warning.
Yeah. Well,
now,
no,
what about
I think
you,
it's all. Yeah.
What
about,
what about the animals? Like, have you noticed? You have three cats, right?
Yes.
Have you noticed
well,
anything with your animals?
Yes. Well, I have three cats, and two are completely indoor cats, and I allow them out. You know, I put Frontline on everybody, but they can go out and they have their little harnesses because that's what they like to do. But then I found a feral cat and I took him home, and he's totally been integrated into our home. And he's just wonderful, free soul. And I live in a place that's fairly safe. He gets to go out a few hours a day. He's been going kind of nutty. So I feel his retrograde out in the animal world. I think there's something to that. I mean, all these deer have been coming out of my yard. I've been seeing more animals. So, you know, I think
well,
there's
I,
something
I,
to that. They feel it, too.
I used to teach Sunday school, as you know, for a long time. And when we would sit at the back of the pew with our little guy when he was small, and the kids were just unconsolable and crazy during the whole mass, I would say to my husband, I bet you it's a full moon. And we would get home and check on the calendar, and I swear that every single time we said that, it was a full moon.
Wow.
So, you know, it definitely was, you know, had some effect on the children, certainly. That's why I was just wondering about animals. Now, we're going to have to say goodbye here shortly, Susan.
We've only
got a couple of minutes.
And I want you. Yeah, so I would like you to do your, you know, if you've got a quote, let's do that.
Well, the quote I like to end our show with is, because it's just really supposed to be about, you know, sister talk, two souls exchanging information and experiences. And this quote is from Oprah, who's a soul I love. And the quote that I'm quoting her when she says, stories shared around the world connect people and change lives. And that's really our intention here with this Blog Talk radio show, is to connect people and to change lives through our stories and experiences. So thanks for tuning in. Susan, you have any parting words?
Yes. Yeah, no, thank you. I love that quote. I agree. I think we're just two women working it out together and sharing our stuff and sharing, and we want people to, you know, join us and share with us. And we hope, you know, we just want to put out real good, valuable information and make it fun. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Paula. Again,
thank you, Susan.
Join us next Tuesday at 8 p.m. for Sister Radio. Good night, everyone.
Good night.